Michael Chertoff, the former Secretary of Homeland Security under George W. Bush, told the New York Times recently, "I can't think of an inauguration that presented more security challenges than this one." And he ran Barack Obama's inauguration, which saw a record crowd, 2 million people, and faced racist threats but had few protests. Today, federal, state, and local officials in Washington are preparing for crowds of up to 900,000 just for the inauguration ceremony and parade. But there are protests scheduled. Patrick Madden is a reporter for Here and Now, contributed WAMU. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And we're reading that requests to the National Park Service for protest permits have shot up. There are usually only a handful. So tell us about that.
Right. There were some two dozen groups that applied for sort of spots along the parade route where they could protest this inauguration ceremony. Only a handful have actually received permission to get their permit. One of them is Answer Coalition. They're a big anti-war, anti-racism group, so they're going to have a spot along the parade route. But a lot of other groups didn't get that opportunity, but there will be a ton of protesters here anyway that don't have permits to protest but will be here in a lot of numbers.
Well, you say only a few, a handful got the permits, but usually only a handful asked for them, and this was over 20, so there's that. Which agencies are responsible for handling security?
So this is what they're calling a special national security event. So that means the FBI and the Secret Service really take the lead with security and intelligence. But in terms of sort of keeping the crowds in line, that's going to fall on the Metropolitan Police Department. That's the D.C. Police Department, along with the National Guard. They're bringing in around 5,000 National Guard troops. There will be 3,000 out-of-state police officers here in town. So it's going to fall on a number of different agencies to keep the security here.
And we should say there are events as well. We're not talking about them as much, but there are pro-Trump events. There's the Deplora Ball. That's tonight at the National Press Club. There's actually a group of LGBT Trump supporters. They're going to be having a ball as well. But as you mentioned, protests, including, let's say, marijuana advocates. So what are there going to be gun checks? How does that work?
Right. I mean, I think that's going to be the real challenge here in D.C. is not just the inauguration event, but everything else that's going on here with all of these different groups that are going to be, you know, pro-Trump, anti-Trump. There's just going to be a lot. Like earlier today, there was a protest outside a pizza place, Comet Pizza, that involved the Westboro Baptist Church. Mm. So we're just seeing around town a ton of different events going on. I think it's going to be very difficult for and that's really going to fall on the D.C. police to sort of keep an eye on everything that's going on when it's going to be happening all at once.
Well, let's hear from some officials. First, we've got Chris Geldart, director of D.C. Homeland Security, speaking at a city council hearing last week.
There is a general anxiety throughout this, and there has been throughout a contentious election process. And so we are looking to ensure that we have not only the numbers of folks we need, but the right tone and tenor for all of the folks that are coming in.
And you also heard from your police chief, your interim police chief this week, Peter Newsham. He said, we're going to protect people's right to express their opinion. And I guess, Patrick, officials here believe they've been here before.
Exactly. This is one thing that D.C. officials will say, this is what we do well, which is handling protests, handling First Amendment issues. And that's one thing that they've had to sort of learn the hard way because of protests in the past that resulted in lawsuits. So they're
Patrick,
pretty good at handling it now.